UK News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the UN General Assembly with defiant words today, saying a Palestinian state is not going to happen.
What you're doing is giving the ultimate reward to intolerant fanatics who perpetrated and supported the October 7th massacre. Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York City after September 11th.
As for the war in Gaza,
Israel must finish the job.
But Sagar Meghani reports President Trump's again saying a Gaza peace deal is near.
I think we have maybe a deal on Gaza, very close to a deal on Gaza.
One the president says would get Israeli hostages back and end the war.
It's going to be peace. I think we have a deal.
But he said similar things for months in late May.
We're very close to an agreement on Gaza.
And early July.
There's a very good chance that we'll have a settlement, an agreement of some kind this week and maybe next week if not.
There was no deal then, and there's been no let-up in the fight. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Also at the UN today, Iran's president is calling the expected reimposition of sanctions over its nuclear program unfair, unjust, and illegal. This after the Security Council rejected a last-ditch effort to delay them. Still, President Masoud Pezeshkian says Tehran will not withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The Sinclair Broadcast Group has decided to bring Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show back to its ABC affiliate stations. The network suspended the show for a week over remarks Kimmel made about conservative activist Charlie Kirk's killing, but has since restored it to the schedule. Sinclair and another station group, Nexstar, had continued to preempt the show. And at the first day of golf's Ryder Cup, the European team staked out a lead over the U.S. This is AP News. Damian Troisi wraps up Wall Street's week in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rose Friday and broke a three-day losing streak. The S&P 500 gained 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. All three pulled closer to their records set at the start of the week. President Trump's latest tariffs caused waves for some stocks, but not for the broad market. Stocks got some help from a report on inflation that suggested the Federal Reserve may be able to continue cutting interest rates. Such cuts would help justify high prices for stocks after their big rally. Damian Troisi, New York.
That inflation report came from the Commerce Department. It showed the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge, the PCE, up 2.7% from August a year ago. Core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy costs, were up 2.9%. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.